Eyewitness in Kapweta South Nyakichoki Boma says the deceased couple fought over money from a cattle sale to pay for the bail of the man who was in prison in Torit. Neighbors alleged that the wife opposed the idea of using money from the cattle sale for her brother-in-law's bail. She reportedly picked up a machete and slashed her husband to death. Anthony Lariot, the Boma chief of Nakicho, confirms the couple's argument escalated over bail money, which led to a double homicide.
The brother of the deceased was arrested and is in Torit prison. He was arrested during the crackdown, and so they are demanding money so that the man is bailed. The message was delivered by someone who came from Torit. Therefore, the husband to this woman wanted to sell out the cow, but the woman was not happy about it. And though thought the man just wanted to misuse the money, so there was an argument between the two because of the money. The woman was demanding money from the husband, and by then it was getting late. To avoid the argument, the man went to his mother's house to smoke tobacco. The woman pulled the panga and followed him there and waited for him. And when he came out of the house, the woman cut him on the neck. And when he fell down, she continued cutting him on the head several times and tried to escape, but people caught her. I also went there after hearing the news. And the following morning, the sisters to the man came and took the woman by force. We tried to plead with them, but they refused that. They do not want the government to intervene, and so they took and hung her.
Lucy Namachi, a member of parliament in Kapweta South County, witnessed the woman being hanged by members of the community in Nakicho village. She condemned the violence and stressed the authorities must intervene in such cases and put a stop to revenge killings.
For sure, this issue happened when I was there. It's not okay because a woman fought with her husband, and this woman killed her husband. When her husband died, the relatives of her husband were supposed to take care of this wife and the children, but they also killed this woman. I tried to talk, but they also want to beat me. From there, I kept and watched the drama until the woman was hanged. I left the scene. If such things are happening in the community, it's not good. There's a government that can handle such issues. Let the community not take law into their hands. The chief is part of the government, and community should listen to him.
Kapweta South County Police Inspector Moses Matia condemns all mob justice. Matia says state government should deploy security forces in remote parts of Eastern Equatorial State to prevent revenge killings.
The place is very far from police station because the police are here in town, and these people are up to the bomber. There is a station there, but police officers are not deployed. The only place with police is this side of Matio and Naknak. Nakicho is too far from Namurunya. The most important thing is to hear from the chief if these people have been apprehended. The places we are talking about, they are too far, which need transport. If they were nearby places, we would have reached in time.
Lawmaker Namachi is calling on state and national government officials to help disseminate information about law and justice, and emphasized that crimes including murder should be handled by the law enforcement. For VOA News, I'm Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatorial Capital, Torit.